then the horses, then the mules. Then right outside, they had a little fence around. They called it pigsty.
Pigsty, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
That's what I tell my children. Something in that room looks like a damn pigsty.
Oh, did they ever have a building out on the farm to store corn in, or anything, a special building?
Had a bin, they called them.
Bin?
Yeah.
What about to store grain? Was there ever a special building to store grain?
Yeah, they didn't raise much grain in Alabama, I don't think. I think all that's out in the Midwest. You know, they got them big silos and all that stuff. I don't even know if they put grain in a silo, really. I don't know.
What are some most important crops in the state?
I reckon cotton, corn, and cattle, I think, is a big thing in Alabama.
Beef cattle?
Uh-huh, beef cattle and dairy.
Really? I didn't know there was much dairy.
They got, you know, all brother had a tremendous dairy here in Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. In the barn, what'd you call maybe the top part of the barn up there?
Halo.
Mm-hmm. And you ever see, maybe they had too much hay to put in the barn and kept it outside. What they would keep it? How do we keep it outside?
I really keep it on a lean-to, they call it.
Mm-hmm. And what about if they just piled it up, what would that be? Have you seen piled up hay? Any name for that?
Haystack.
Mm-hmm. What, do you remember what those things look like?
Look like a teepee.
Like a teepee?
Yeah, a cone-shaped thing.
And let's see. This is a question you may not be familiar with. I certainly would be. When you first cut the hay, what did they do with it? Do you know?
I don't know really. I reckon they let it sit there and let it dry first. Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any name for small piles of hay out in the field?
Well, nowadays, you know, as they cut it, they bale it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right down. The road down Atlanta Highway, a couple blocks down the street, that you'd watch them. But now I see where they cut it, they have it in rolls rather than, mm-hmm. you know, rectangular shape. I never have seen that before when I saw them cutting that hay down there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pigsty, pigs. You mentioned some of the animals on the farm, like mules. What other kinds of animals might they have on a farm? And where would
goats.
Goats. Where would you usually keep those?
I think most of them let the goats run wild, just eat up all the garbage around there, mm-hmm. the cans and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And what else might you have?
Dogs, cats. Some of them had a few ducks, I think, you know, geese or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. And any other kind of fowl that you might have?
I don't know of any. Turkeys. Yeah. And what are these kind of damn little hens?
Yeah, Bantam.
I don't remember. There's some kind of hen that you used to see around there, but I swear I don't remember the name of it.
One second here. Okay, I want to check and see if this thing is. Let's see. Okay. Okay, and one other kind of animal you might have, if you wanted eggs, what would you usually keep? You mentioned hens.
Had a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me what a chicken coop looked like?
Yeah, I had one in my backyard over on Yancey Avenue.
Did you?
Yeah, you had little shells up there and had little box type things and keep the straw in there for them to lay the eggs and all. And then you had a little door for the chicken to walk out into the open place. That's where you went out there and threw your chicken feed. Then at night they come in at a roost. That's what you call them, little roost bins, I reckon.
Hmm. You said they usually milk the cows in the barn. Was any place outside the barn, any special place outside the barn? Do you ever know that they?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.